Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. While we are preparing our hearts for Easter, may you find a fresh encounter as we reflect on Jesus' journey to transform the world. So let's get started with today's episode with students and young adults pastor Tristan Norris.
Today, we're looking at Jesus receiving the cross. 1 Peter 2 says this of Jesus, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. As we think about Jesus bearing his cross for our sins, it's also referred to as Christ receiving his cross or even accepting it. Think about someone accepting their fate. That statement seems to paint the image of someone passively resigning themselves to an undesired outcome, like, fine, I give in. But this is not what Christ is doing when he accepts the cross. Luke 9 says that when the time had come for Jesus to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Then in the garden, Christ asked, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. We see that there is both a humble submission from Jesus in welcoming the will of the Father, and also an active acceptance of taking on the cross. Christ the Messiah knew that the instrument of the cross, designed only for the most heinous of criminals, was the only way to bring salvation for us. He knew that he had to bear the disgrace and shame of humanity upon his shoulders in order to redeem it. This was the only way. Can we imagine the agony our Savior must have been in and how exhausted he felt? After being falsely tried all night, betrayed by one of his disciples, denied by another, scourged, beaten, mocked, and spat upon, he now has to bear the burden of the cross. And yet, in all of this, his face was set. What would it look like, friends, for us to receive the Father's will for us with both humble submission and active acceptance as Christ did? Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross? What would it look like for us to set aside our own self-seeking lifestyles and our own preconceived notions about what our lives should look like? To put to death the desire to want anything this world promises that is not from God? What would it look like to have the righteous resoluteness shown in Isaiah 50? For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. Seeing Christ accepting the cross, bruised, bleeding, disfigured, stumbling, and still he says it, so say I, not as I will, O Father, but your will be done. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for bearing the cross. Help us, Lord, to embrace this cross in our own lives by laying down our honor and serving the least of these. Put our pride to death, Lord, and allow us to follow you into the way of sacrificial love. Give us the courage to actively receive the calling you've placed over our lives and to bear it with humble submission. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Join us on Sunday, March 31st for Easter at Crossroads. Get service times and more at crossroadschurch.net/Easter.